Tanya Kufkimal Bey is holding the middle of the story still. We're holding on the line right after we quote the pasuk of Sigza Armor by Yochum Loch. So Rav said he felt confident that Rabbi Chanina Bar Choma became the Rosh Hashiva, because if Rabbi had said that it should be so, it had to be so. So even though he chose Rav Chanina Bar Choma chose not to do that immediately and let Rabbi Ephes to be the Rosh Hashiva before him, it couldn't be that he would predecease Rabbi Ephes. It had to be that Rabbi Ephes would be Nifter, and he would become the Shashiva in order to fulfill Rabbi's words. So why would Rabbi choose Rabbi Chanina Bar Choma to be Rosh Hashiva when Rabbi Chiya, who was Rabbi's primary Talmud, could have been the Rosh Hashiva instead? So Mordechai says, Noch Nafshei, Rabbi Chiya died already. Rabbi Chiya died before Rabbi. So Mordechai says, that can't be, because Omer Rabbi Chiya, Ani Re'isi, Kivra Shal Rabbi, Herati loved the most. Mordechai says, Epoch, no, that the quote was not the way you said it, but that Rabbi said, I saw the kever of Rabbi Chiya and I cried there. So Rabbi Chiya died first. Mordechai says, no. But the Omer Rabbi Chiya, I saw Yom Shemes Rabbi.
Rabbi Chiya said, I saw the grave of Rabbi.
No, the Mordechai answer is Epoch, that changed the Girsa, that Rebbe saw the kever of Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya said about the day that Rebbe died that the Kedusha in the world is no longer, it's not there anymore. It's a mission there at the end of Saita, goes to a whole list of people that when they died, a certain perfection of Amida left the world. And so the Mishnah says whatever it lists, and then we have Rabbi Chiya saying that when Rabbi died, Kedusha ended. The perfection of the meat of Kedusha ended. But if that's obvious, assuming Rabbi Chiya outlived Rabbi. So Mordechai says, Epoch. It's all the way around that Rabbi said that when Rabbi Chiya died, Kedusha ended. Mordechai says, No, Batanya. When Rebbe was in his final illness, Rebbe Chiya came to him, and Rebbe Chiya found that Rebbe was crying. Why are you crying? So it's preferable that the person should die, leaving this world in a state of happiness, than to leave this world in a state of crying. So that was his question. So the answer is given after a little bit further. But meanwhile, the Rebbe Chiya says, talking about the elements of Siman Yofa or Siman Ra, before a person dies, he goes through a series of other ones as well. Okay? The Pun of Lamala, Siman Yofa Loi. Pun of Lamata, Siman Ra Loi. The person's facing upwards, it's a Siman Yofa. And the opposite is not. Pun of Klapi Ha'om, Siman Yofa Loi. Klapi Ha'kosel, Siman Ra Loi. Pun of Yerukin, Siman Ra Loi. Pun of Sehuvim, Vadoimim, Siman Yofa Loi. Meis Erev Shabbos is Siman Yofa Loi. If he dies Erev Shabbos, he's immediately going to go into the Menuchah of Shabbos. B'motzi Shabbos, Siman Ra Loi. Meis Erev Yom Kippurim, Siman Ra Loi. B'motzi Yom Kippurim, Siman Yofa Loi. Because it's right after getting a Kippurah, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah says, Yom Kippur is coming and Kippur is coming, but you I'm taking away first. That's not a Siman Yofa. Meis Mechalei Ma'ayim, Siman Yofa Loi. A person dies from Mechalei Ma'ayim. Which is a process of cleaning out, cleansing the body, as it were. So Rabbi asked, Rabbi asked Rabbi, why are you crying?
What specifically is Chalei Ma'ayim? Yeah,
but is that, I mean, no, let's not just limit to any specific one.
Yeah, I mean, if you said like, you know, like cancer.
Right? Yeah, it's the same thing.
Internal, I guess.
Something
internal, I guess.
Mayaya means anything in the gastrointestinal tract. It's not, you know, it's not referring to the other, not heart, lungs, or whatever. So Rebbe said back, I'm not crying about the fact that I'm dying. That's a siman ra. I'm sad about the loss of opportunity of Torah mitzvahs that I will have when I die. Okay. So, but meanwhile, we're still stuck with this problem that Reb Chiya was the healthy one going and visiting Rebbe. So I was assuming that Rebbe then at that moment gives directives, and he doesn't mention Rechia, that Rechia was alive at that point in time.
But you know, then why is the focus Simen Yotha? It seems like you're not appreciating the loss of Torah Mitzvah.
No, he's saying vis-a-vis the fact that the person is dying, that the specific element of Misa, that the approach should not be approach of fear, it's the approach of anticipation in a certain sense. But yes, there is another element of the fact that you're losing something, but what you're losing is the opportunity to remitzes. Most people are focused on the fear of death. There's a Medrash Kohelis. I mentioned this once. It says B'cholayis poses Kohelis B'cholayis Yir B'gadecha Levonim B'shem Al Rosh Kol Yechzor. You should always have that your clothing should be clean, and you should be anointed. You should be, you know, perfumed. So the Medrash says Moshul that there was a sailor. That his wife, he was away in the high season. His wife was adorning herself. She was beautiful clothing, wearing her jewelry, her perfumes. So neighbor asked her, "Why are you doing that?" She says, "I'm anticipating my husband." He says, "My husband, your husband's on the high seas." He says, "Well, you never know. Maybe he got favorable winds and he's come back much earlier than I expected him." And he walks in and he sees me in my curlers and my morning robe is not going to look good. I want to be. He walks in the door and should see a beautiful wife. Says that's the matter. Says that's the marshal that the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is referring to a person that should be prepared for the day of death. So the matter is just using the marshal of the preparation of the day of death of a wife awaiting her husband. So Rabbi Yom Zilber Zatzal says, you know, that's a fascinating marshal the Chazal use to describe anticipating death. It's a person rejoining his creator. Should be the happiest moment in the world. It's a wife who's anticipating her husband coming home. That's the joy of that moment. That's how Chazal saw the moment of death. But yes, there is the fact that you lose an opportunity of Torah Mitzvahs. It's a perspective. Okay. So we have this problem of Reb Chiya and apparently being alive when Rebbe was giving his directives. Why didn't he choose Reb Chiya as the Rosh Hashiva? And that seems to be clear to the Gemara that Reb Chiya would have been the program. I mean, we don't necessarily know who's greater, but we seem to understand that the Gemara, the Stam Gemara, seems to understand that Reb Chiya is the greater person. See, boy, same epoch. The Gemara says, okay, again, we'll have to change it that Reb Chiya was the one who was ill and Rebbe was visiting Reb Chiya. Your boy, same a little epoch. If you want, really, I could, that we can leave all of these stories that Reb Chiya was the one who was surviving Rebbe. But Reb Chiya osik b'mitzvahs hava. Rebbe sever lo yafagre. Reb Chiya was involved. The Gemara is going to say what that is in a moment. Reb Chiya was involved in this project, and Rebbe felt by pointing him as the Rosh Hashiva would take him away from that. And Rebbe said, I'm not going to disturb him from that. Behind him. And that's this story that we have like this. The Gemara says, Tikhavi Mintzu, Rechanina, Rebechia. There was a machlokes between Rebechia and Rebechanina about a certain halacha. That's our Rebechanina Bar Chama. Amalei Rebechanina, the Rebechia. So Rebechia says, Rebechia, Bahari Didi Mintzis. You're going to argue with me? The Ibchas of Shalom, Nishachel Tarmi Yisrael, Mahadrona, Lei Mipapuli. I'm so sharp that if we would forget all the Torah, I would be able to figure it out through thought process. Only Rebbechia said back, you're busy saying how you could bring it back if it gets lost. I'm making sure that's not getting lost. How am I doing that? I took flax seed. I put into the ground. Then umagalan nishri, eventually it grows, and I harvest it. I make it into nets. Vitsayadna tavya, and I go and I catch deer. Umachilna bistra liyasim. I give the meat to Yisomim. Va'arichna megilta mimashki the tavya, and then I take the cloth, the hide, and I make megillas out of them. I make books out of them, and I write. Sit the masa, the lesba mikri dardiki. I go to a city where they don't have people to teach the children.
What's the tavya?
Tavya is a tzvi, a deer. So I go to a city where there's no mikra dardiki. That's a malamed for the children. I write the five chumashim to five different children, and I teach it to them. Umasnina shita sidri l'shita yunuki. Then I take six other children and I teach them the six. Each one of the story. The cholchad bechad. Then I tell each one, the cholchad bechad, amrilei, asti sidrach lechabrach. Now, you each one, you teach, you learn zroyim, you teach it to the other five. You learn moyim, you teach it to the other five. You learn breishis, you teach it to the other four. And he went from city to city doing that. Look how great what Ruchi is doing. He went from city to city. He guaranteed there'd be Torah and Klal Yisrael. So Ruchi was doing that. Rebbe says, I don't want to take him away from that. Rucham Shalevitz says on the story, why do you need to plant the flax and make the nets? You can't buy flax. None is available. He says, you want to teach Torah, it has to be pure. It has to be so pure that the nets that you're using to catch the tzvi, to make the megillah, to teach the child, you want to make sure it's done in purity as well. So even the flax, he planted it himself. So Rebbe's son, Reb Shimon, said to Rebbe, that when Rebbe said how great what Rebbe is doing, so he said, they're greater than your maisim as well. Amalei in. So Rebbe said yes. So then Amalei Rishmol Rabbi Yossi was the Talmud of Rebbe, asked Rebbe, are you saying that Rebbe's Maisim are greater, Afilo Miyaba, greater than my father, Rabbi Yossi? Amalei Chas V'Shalom, look, Kedek is nice be Yisrael. That I never would say such a thing. Okay. Fine. So that explains why Rebbe did not choose Reb Chiya as Rosh Hashiva. Let's see, Rashi. Thank you. Yosef Bechina Avroi, we're holding back the last piece of Gemara, we did the Rashi, the last piece of Gemara from yesterday. So Bechina was sitting outside, Chutz HaBeis HaMedrash, Shalohoyu Nichfof L'Rabbi Ephes, even though Bechina refused to be the Rishiva in the place of Rabbi Ephes, because Rabbi Ephes was older than him. But that being said, he did not bow to Rabbi Ephes' authority personally because he was greater. That's what Rabbi chose him. So Levi stayed with Rabbi Chanina. Eventually, Rabbi Ephes died. Rabbi Chanina came to Rosh Hashiva, and Levi went to Babel, because of the Babel. He said, Klila Shari. It's permitted, Klila is permitted. Klila is it's a type of like a, some type of a crown, a wreath around the head. Lot says, Boba Shabbos. My time, why is it Motzer God on Shabbos? So it's an adornment. A tachshit really is not a problem of wearing on Shabbos. The problem which Chazal said by certain adornments, the concern of that a woman would take it off to show to one of her friends. Can I see that? Oh, you little brush, can I see it? Yeah, take it off and they show it to her. But once you have it in your hand, if you walk Dalet Amos, you're going to have a problem. So the Mora says that this Kalila was such a significant type of item. It wasn't a wreath made out of flowers. It was out of precious metals. So who would wear that? Isha Cheshuva. Isha Cheshuva. That part of her cheshivas is they have a certain dignity. They're not going to show it off to somebody else. They're not going to take it off and show it to somebody. That's the more over there. So Levi said, Klila Shori. So Rav said, must be that Rabbi Ephes was Nifter, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama became the Sheshiva, and Levi came, must be it's Levi. Moore says, how do you know? How do you know that that's what happened? Maybe the story's other way around, that Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama died, and therefore Levi, who had been keeping Rabbi Chanina company, no longer had a need to stay? Moore says, no, because had that happened, so Rabbi Ephes, Levi make him have a kaif leib. Cut up she yiglam in the kaimoy. Al Rabbi Chanina lo kaif. Okay. V'ha'aver Rabbi Chia. There's Rabbi Chia, the manye Rabbi Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi should have made Rabbi Chia the Rosh Hashiva. It's mostly predeceased Rabbi. Kibbutz shal Rabbi. I saw Reno shal Rabbi. Harati loved the most. I was there by the Oren of Rabbi. I'm not sure why Rashi says, but the, he's not saying he went to the cavalry, he's saying he was there as they were burying him. I'm not sure why Rashi sees like that. Rav Shabbos Shimon Yafa, Shikonis Lemlucha Miyad, a person dies to Rav Shabbos, immediately goes into Shabbos. But Simon Kippurim, Nimchla Ben Asav, before he died, he got Mechila, Shimon Yafa Loi. It's supposed to be died every Yom Kippur, like the Russians, it's almost like not wanting to give him the Mechila of Yom Kippur first. Rav Shabbos Shimon Loyavatli mitzvahs. I don't want to be mevatel him from his mitzvahs. Shadina is Zaran. I planted this flax seed. Magadla Nishri. Mekalei Ani Michmoris. I then wove together the nets. The Derman Loy Ein Person Nishrin Loyonim. If your neighbor has Yonim that he's growing, you can't make a net nearby, the type of a net which you would catch birds in, because you might be catching your neighbor's birds. She had the Tavi, Tzviim. Barichim Megiltim, Masakani Klofim, I'm making the parchment. Arichim's Lashon of Tikkun. Can I remember, is that the Sukkah? Orich, Orli, Orich, is that appropriate or not? That's lost over there. Klofim Masukkun or Enim Masukkun? Is that considered it's done appropriately or not? The air of the melech, it's not appropriate for us to see. You should never say such a thing that it's greater than Rabbi Yossi was. Okay. Then the Mora says, back in the Gemara, Amalehensi said to those who were he brought the Chachamim, he brought his children in and give them directives about their stepmother and how they should keep the home, etc. Then he asked the Chachamim to give this decision of who should be Hashiva, etc. Now he says, I want my children again, one by one. Amar lehem levni katan, I need tzarech. Okay. So I need my younger son, which is Rav Shimon. So Nichlis Rav Shimon, that's Nichlis Rav Shimon Berevi came in. Amar lehem, Moser lehem, Sidrei Chachma. So he gave over to him Sidrei Chachma. Some elements of Chachma that he wanted to share with him. Fine. Amalan, the Gadol Nitzarech, and he's my older son, which is Rabbi Gamliel. This is Rabbi Gamliel, that's like Masala Sidra Nasiyas. He gave him directives of how to act as a Nasi. Amalan Bini, Nahag Nasi Uscha Biramim. Rashi says it means you should not act with this affected humility of sitting in the low over people. You need to sit with the Cheshuvim. Zerach Morba Talmidim, and puts a fear, instill a fear into Talmidim. Okay. Fedmar Kasha Eini, is that correct? The Pasuk says, until him, the David HaMelech is making a list of the 11 primary elements of the perfect person. It says those of fear Hashem he would give respect to. The Gemara Makas over there, the more it goes to that whole capital, it says the Gemara over there says there is Taryag Mitzvahs, that the more it goes to the Moshe Rabbeinu received Taryag Mitzvahs. David Mel came and condensed the Taryag Mitzvahs to 11, and then Rishai condensed it to 6, etc. So it brings this capital Tezvov, and it goes through each one of them. So it says the paradigm of this pasuk is Zeh Yoshavet Melech Yehuda. It's the king Yoshavet Melech. He's the Melech. Shayroi Tamachachem Hayoymin Mikisoy. When he would see a Tamachachem, he get up from his throne. Mechabka Menashkoy. Vekaraloi Rebbe Rebbe Mori Mori. You're my teacher, you're my master. So you see that he wasn't knowing his Nesiyas Beramim. He lowered himself down to ask the word to put the Talmud Chacham in front of him. So we're answering Lakasha, Habatzino, Habafer Hesya. That in a private meeting, he gave them tremendous respect, etc. But when he was in the Prevahestia, when he was there, he was the leader, he needed to have a Zerik Mora B'Talmidim. We said about Rabbi Einar, that he was Mekayim this Gemara. That there was a private, it was very warm, etc. But the public persona was a very powerful, you know, authority. There's definitely that feeling of a Zerik Mora B'Talmidim with Rabbi Einar, you know.
So I understand these aren't his Talmidim. In other words, the Rabbi Gamliel's Talmidim.
Right. I mean, the general way that you lead a yeshiva, or lead a, you know, lead a kehila. Tanya, Rebbe Mutl B'Tzipari. Rebbe had taken his last illness. He was lying in the city of Tzipari. Okay. But the place, his burial place, which had been designated for him, prepared for him, was in Beis Shorim. So Morris says, one second. Tanya, you're telling me Rebbe was in Tzipari, but we have a Bryce that says that Rebbe was in Beis Shorim. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoif. The Pasuk says, Parsha Shoftim, that you should seek after Tzedek. So the Chazal say it means Holachach Rebbe the Beis Shorim, that you should be willing to pick up yourself, and if you want to get to the true truth, you go to Rebbe, right? And which means you schlep to Beis Shorim. So you see that the Bryce is assuming that Rebbe was in Beis Shorim. So Morris says, Rebbe Beishor Mahav, he wasn't Beishor. Akim of the Cholash, when he became ill, to you the Tzipari, they brought him to Tzipari, the Midli, which was higher up, Ubasim Avira, and had better air. They hoped that that would help him recover. So, okay. Okay. Let's see Rashi. The Hagnesiuscha Beramim. You should sit in the up with all of the leaders, even though you feel you're younger, etc. Whatever it is, you belong there. So, Rekmora Emat should take a Moscha Aleim. They should have an awe of you. Mitzina Mechaber Kolecha Beechad privately gave each one tremendous kavod. If Asya Mount Aleim Emat Loidia Nisiusay. So that was how, but Professor, he had to lead with authority. Rabbi Mutal Bekolyov Bitsipari, he was sitting in his illness, he was laying in Tzipari. Umakim Kivra Mukhaloy Beisharim, but the kavur which had been prepared for him was in Beishar. So he said, you're right, he lived in Beisharim, but they moved him to Tzipari, the Midli. The reading of Mesechta Megillah, Lama Nikra Shma Tzipari, Sheshevis, Beroy Shahar, Kitzipur. It's all the way on the top of the mountain, like the bird sitting on top of the mountain. And that means they hope that that maybe would be beneficial for his illness. So the Gemara, how you ever the Nafshe the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe finally passed away, so before he passed away, goes to Tanisa. They decreed a fast in Klal Yisrael. Bar Rachman, they were davening. Ba'amri, they said, "Call man the Omer Noch Nafshe the Rebbe Yudaka Becherev. We don't want to hear this news." Right? The attitude has to be that we're going to overcome this. Any person says, "Yeah, I'll come and tell," which means you're sort of accepting that as a possibility. We will run him through with a sword.
What?
Run him through with a sword. We will kill him. I'm not sure they meant that literally, but the message was that, like, that's not an option. We're going to daven for this and overcome. Shlika Amset the Rebbe, the Igra. So Rebbe's maidservant went to the roof. Amran, she said like this. Those in the heaven want to take Rebbe. They want Rebbe. He's such a special person that they want him. But we down here want them as well. It should be, Rosh should be your Rotson, that the Tachtonim over here should overcome and we should maintain Rebbe here. The Morris said, "Kima the Chazoy, Kama Zimni, the Isle of Besakise, the Cholot Tzvilin." Each time we take off, Tzvilin to go to the bathroom, he was Cholim Ayim, and we have to take off Tzvilin to take care of his needs and put it back out. Umanachlu and put them back out. Kama Tzdar, you saw Rebbe was in pain. Amra, he wrote in Shechayfa Al Yoyim as a Tachtonim. She said no, that the Al Yoyim should overcome the Tachtonim. But we'll have a Shaskir Bonin Miliboy Rachami. But the Tachmidim, the Chum were still davening for Rachamim. As long as they were davening, Rebbe couldn't die. Because the power of Tefillah is such that they can withhold the decree. So Shakla Kuza, this woman had tremendous personal strength, emotional strength. Right? She took a glass, Shadim Igra La'ara. She threw it down from the roof to the ground. It exploded when it hit the ground with tremendous impact, made a large noise. And Ishtiku Mirachami, for a second, everybody was stunned. They stopped davening. Menoch Nafshe the Rebbe. And Rebbe died. This sugya is discussed tremendously in halacha. when are you allowed to leave a patient to die as opposed to trying to maintain him? This is what the main sugya where it's discussed, where, you know, the main source, probably the main source, yeah, of the discussion is this Gemara.
So we're supposed to give him a chance to die? I mean, which way are we looking
at? I'm not. The sugya is complicated, just saying, but this plays prominently in the sugya. There is. The simple assumption that we have a chiyuv, we're mekabel Shabbos. We have a Gemara in Yuma, if you remember, that we do the chiyuv of Shabbos to a house collapses and there's a person inside of the geisis, which Rav Geisis in the Simon Misa, and we have a mekabel Shabbos in Yom Kippur to unload all these stones, whether even it's chiyuv Shabbos deraisa, that he should live chai yishua another hour. So you simply relearn that Gemara. It sounds like we do extraordinary measures to maintain life for an hour, and we have a Gemara with Mashma that you can say he should die. So that's the challenge. So how do you balance that? So I'm not saying it's a simple question. I'm saying that this place is a primary source, that there is a scenario where we can allow the patient to die.
I mean, it's interesting because you don't even know that this is that she acted correctly. We have stories about Amsa.
After the Rebbe was,
right? she was like big tamchal.
Yeah. You had Rosh Hashanah. We had that, you know, she, Timmy didn't know what the words meant, and she was before explaining words to them what they meant that Rebbe was using. And she was on the ball. The assumption, there is, I remember who, but like one of the Tshuva sources, like Mehechate, she did it right. Like, you know, Tshuva X was being arrived in this Gemara, he says, no, Mehechate, she's stuck, stop, and I'm so, you know, but that wasn't the assumption. I think most postkim assume that she's a reliable source. Let's just see Rashi's on this, there's one or two Rashi's on this, and we'll hold it here for a second. The Al Kamazim, the basic key said, the Kalimayim, Havale, he had Kalimayim. This whole process is already getting points. Okay. Tosafot points out over here that the halach is that the chalamayim is parted from tefillin because he can't keep his body clean. And you're not aware of the tefillin, the body isn't clean. So Rebbe, with his kedusha, was able to maintain his cleanliness even though he was a chalamayim, and therefore, you know, all of the he wouldn't pass any gas, or he can't pass to this or to pass gas, the person wearing tefillin, etc. So Rebbe was able to maintain the proper kedusha for tefillin even with his in his illness.